সম্ভব ছিল গোপাল, যে সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড ইজ
রিয়েলাইজড বাই পিওর ডিভোটিস হু অ্যাক্ট ইন দি ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল এক্সিস্টেন্স অফ ভক্তি যোগ. হি ইজ দি বেস্টোয়ার অফ আনকন্টামিনেটেড হ্যাপিনেস অ্যান্ড ইজ দি মাস্টার অফ দি ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ওয়ার্ল্ড. দ্যাটফোর আই অফার মাই রেসপেক্ট অ্যান্ড টু হিম. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood only by devotional service. Bhaktyananga vijanati javantaschasmi tattvata. If one wants to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth, one must take to the activities of devotional service. These activities are called sattva or sura sattva. In the material world, activities of goodness, which are symptomatic of a pure brahmana, are appreciated. But the activities of devotional service are Sudha Sattva. In other words, they are on the transcendental platform. Only by devotional service can one understand the Supreme. Devotional service is called Naiskarmya. Mere negation of material activity will not endure. Naiskarmya apyachyuta bhava varchidam. Unless one performs activities with reference to Krishna consciousness, cessation of material activities will not be helpful. In hope of achieving Naiskarmya, freed from material action, many highly elevated sannyasi stopped their activities, ate the fare to return to the material platform to act as materialistic persons. But once one is engaged in spiritual activities of bhakti yoga, one doesn't fall down. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore an attempt to engage everyone always in spiritual activity, by which one becomes transcendental to material actions. The spiritual activities of bhakti marga, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, lead one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as stated here, satyena pratilabhyayo naiskarmena vipaschita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is realized by pure devotees who act in the transcendental existence of bhakti yoga. The Gopala Kapini Upanishad says, bhakti rasya bhadanam tat yaha mutropadhi mairase naiva moshmi manasa kalpanam etat evacha naiskarmyam. This is a definition of naiskarmyam. One acts in naiskarmya when he fully engages in Krishna conscious activities without material desires to enjoy, either here or in the upper planetary systems, in the present life or in future life. Yaha amutra annam lakta sunyam. When one is freed from all contamination and he acts in devotional service under the direction of the spiritual master, one is on the platform of naiskarmya. But such transcendental devotional service, the Lord served, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Here Gajendra, offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, says, that Supreme Personality Godhead is only realized by pure devotees who act in the transcendental existence of bhakti yoga. He is the bestower upon uncontaminated happiness and the master of the transcendental world. Therefore, I offer my respect to Him. The Supreme Personal Godhead can only be understood by pure devotional service, Sudha Bhakti. Bhaktyamang avijanati. Bhaktyastu ananaya labhya. Bhaktyam egayagrajya. Many times, many places, Krishna Himself has said how He can be understood, how He can be approached, how He can be obtained. Only through devotional service, pure devotional service. Those who act in pure devotional stage, they are in Sudha Sattva stage. Sudha Sattva. There are two types of sattva. One is sattva guna. In material, one of the material modes is sattva guna, material mode of goodness. That cannot be said sudha sattva, that is misrita sattva, mixed sattva, in which raja and tama are mixed. That cannot be said sudha sattva. Sudha sattva means completely free from material things, material modes, the Sudha Sattva, pure Sattva. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is in that platform. And those who are pure devotees, those who act in pure devotional way, they are in that stage, Sudha Sattva. And that is the only process to know Krishna, to understand Krishna, to get Krishna and approach Krishna. No other way is there. Namam sadhet yogam na saṅkhyam dharma uddhava no suddhaya tapasthyāga tathā bhaktir mamurjita. 11th canto, Srimad Bhāgavatam. Krishna says to Uddhava, I can only be understood and obtained through pure devotional service, Sudha Bhakti. One cannot understand me or get me through analytical study or Sankhya Alosana. One cannot understand me or get me through Vedic study, acquiring Vedic knowledge, Vedic scholarship. One cannot approach me or understand me through dana, giving charities. One cannot approach me or understand me by performing severe austerities or penance. No, by any other means. One cannot understand Krishna or approach Krishna only through bhakti. And that is pure bhakti. Sudha bhakti. And one who acts in that devotional, pure devotional platform, he can bind Krishna. He gets Krishna and he can bind Krishna in his heart. Bhakti vaso madhava, that is stated. Bhakti vaso madhava. Madhava, Supreme Lord, is only captured and attained through bhakti, pure bhakti. He himself is bound up with that rope of prem bhakti. Rope of prem bhakti. He himself is bound. Such a devotee can bind him. Such a devotee can bind him. Sudha. It is very often mentioned, and Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Himself has said, Sada muktopi vadhosi asmi bhaktena snaharajjubhi ajitopi jitoyam tairavasyopi vasikruta. Lord Nrsimhadev has said, this is Lord Nrsimhadev's statement. Though I am completely independent, supremely independent, supremely free, still I am bound up by the rope of love, by the devotee, such pure devotee. Baddhasmi bhaktena snaharajjubhi. Ajita api jita yam tairavasyopi vasikruta. Though I am jita, unconquerable in three worlds, still I can be conquered by such devotee, who has developed pure love towards me, who has developed, who is engaged in pure devotional platform, he can conquer me, ajito jito. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is said, Akinchana Bhakta Sridhara has said this thing, Bhakti Yogi Vismatma Dirilla Samare, Bhakti Yoga Jasodaya Vandhilo Tumare. Bhishma could conquer Krishna through pure devotion. In Kurukshetra battlefield, Bhishma could conquer Krishna through pure devotion. Bhakti Yoga Jasodaya Vandhilo Tumare. Mother Jasoda could bind Krishna only through pure devotion. Bhakti yoge tomare vechilo Satya Mahama. Satya Mahama could sell Krishna through pure devotion. She sold Krishna to Narada Muni, Satya Mahama. Bhakti vase tumi kandhe kailo Goparama. Krishna, carried the gopi and he sold her. Only for this pure devotion. Ananta brahmanda koti bahajar mane, tumi se sridhama gopo gahila apone. Krishna is the source of, is the creator, source of all creation. Crores of universes are there in his gigantic manifestation, you see. Still, that Krishna carried Sri Ram Gopa on his shoulder. It's only pure devotion. Shuddha bhave. Sakha kare skandhe arohana. Shuddha bhave brajeshwari kori bundana. Shuddha bhave sakha kare skandhe arohana. Shuddha bhave brajeshwari kori bundana. It's only shuddha bhava. It's only pure bhakti bhava. That Sri Ram Gopa could climb up to the shoulder of Krishna. Krishna carried him. You understand? It's only pure bhakti. And just the Mata could bind Krishna. Only this pure bhakti. Jaise dravya sevanare sarva bhave khaye, naivedyadi vidhiro apekkha nahi chaye. Whatever pure devotee offers, Krishna immediately accepts. Never, he never waits for the vidhi, the rituals, procedures to be followed. No, immediately accepts. Alpadrabhya dasevna dile bale khai, tar sakhi brahmaner khuda dharakai. You see, if some devotee hesitates, pure devotee hesitates, oh, how can I offer this very insignificant thing to Krishna? Still, he snatches away that thing from him and eats it. That is example you will find Sudama Vipra in Dwaraka. Who felt ashamed to offer some tattered rice or chura. It's very old. He had put it under his armpit. Kept it hidden. He felt ashamed. How can I offer? Krishna is so opulent. King of Dwaraka, source of opulence. But I have brought very old, tattered rice, this chida. Very old, bad odor is coming out. Is not suitable to be offered to Krishna. But Krishna knows that his friend has brought something, has some presentation for him, but he is not sent to give him. Krishna knows, who knows everything. He's not that way. Though he was hesitating to it, he's not that way. And look, it's pleasure. This is the question of pure devotion. Avasyasya seva kare kare atma saha saha saki vanavasi sudhishtra saha. You understand? There is pure devotion. Krishna is bound. So offering is very meager, insignificant, still Krishna accepts it with much pleasure. Our Draupadi offered only one leaf, sharp leaf, and with much pleasure Krishna accepted it and was satisfied. Sevakaya Krishna pita madapatri bhai, dasavai Krishna vidyar nai. Such devotee is everything for Krishna. He is his father, he is his mother, he is his wife, he is his brother, he is servant, his friend, everything. You understand? That pure devotee. Je rupa chintoi dase, sei rupa hoy. Dase krishna koribare, paroi vikroy. Bhakti cha upatta rupayo paramatmani namo. Krishna only descends by the will of a pure devotee. Otherwise, Krishna is not the other carrier of anybody. You understand? But he is subordinate to his pure devotee. Whatever his pure devotee says, whatever pure devotee wills, immediately he does. You understand? Therefore it is, dasavai Krishna didyo arnai, je rupa chintoye dasa se rupa hoy. Je rupa chintoye dasa se rupa hoy. The Krishna assumes the form that his pure devotee wants to see. Wants to see. Do you understand? As for example, Hanumanji is a very dear servant of Lord Ramchandra. He always wants to see the Lord in the form of Ram. He doesn't want to see the form of Krishna. You understand? No other form. He wants to see the Lord in the form of Ram. You understand? So, once, from Dwaraka, Krishna sent Garuda to Hanumanji. Hanumanji is still now, he is still here. You understand? Lord Ram then finished his Leela and went to his abode, Ayodhya. He took everybody with him, all his devotees, all his servants, to Ayodhya. All the inhabitants of Ayodhya also, he took with him to Ayodhya. His abode in spiritual world. But he left Hanuman here. He didn't take Hanuman with him. You understand? He didn't take. Why? Hanuman is such a dear devotee, very dear devotee. But why didn't take on Hanuman to Ayodhya? Why left here? Gopinath? No? He left here to teach these people Dasya Bhakti. You understand? To teach the people Dasya Bhakti, he left here. He will stay here and teach people. You understand? So once from Dwaraka, Krishna said to Garuda, go to Hanuman and tell that I am calling him. He should come immediately. So Garuda went there. Hanuman was in an island, just chanting Ram, 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 Ram now. You understand? Garuda went there, paid obeisance, said, Krishna is calling you. I have come from Dwaraka, please come. He didn't listen. He didn't listen. Two or three times he said, didn't listen. At last he gave a great loss with his tail. And Garuda was thrown away and fell down in Dwaraka. You understand? Didn't listen. Krishna could understand. Garuda was so morous. Krishna said, what happened to you? Then Krishna said, go again. Tell him Lord Ram is coming. You understand? Again, Garuda went there and said, Lord Ram is coming. Oh, Lord Ram is coming. Yes, I'll go. Immediately I'll go. Garuda said, please, sit on my shoulder. I'll fly. No, you go. I don't need your help. You go, I'll go. Immediately. Garuda went out. Before reaching Garuda, Hanuman had already reached there. And in the meantime, Krishna had assumed the form of Lord Ram, Balaram had assumed the form of Lakshmana, and Rukmini had assumed the form of Sita. And three are standing. Ram, Lakshmana, Sita, and Hanumanji sitting there in four lotus, Garuda Sarva. You understand? Because Hanuman only wants to see the Lord in the form of Lord Ram, not in form of Krishna. You understand? This is what. Je rupa chinta dasa, se rupa hoy. Dasa Krishna karibare. Paroi vikroi. The Lord assumes that form that is the devotee wants to see. You understand? That's the most important thing. And only by the calling of and vocation of his pure devotee, Lord descends. The Lord descends. Otherwise, Lord will never descend. So when you do this installation of deities, only the pure devotees that come to him, so Lord will manifest in the deity. Otherwise, will never come. How the deities will worship? Then this is cannot be worshipped. Jivanyasa karile simurti pujya hoy. That is jivanyasa, pranapratistha. We say pranapratistha. Duty maker makes the duty in his workshop. He is making. So, we will go to that workshop and pay obeisance to the deity? No. Devotee, the Lord can serve the Lord. Krishna je tomar Krishna jite par tomar sokoti ache, ami je kangal Krishna Krishna boli dhani to vach ache. That is it. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna is yours. Krishna belongs to you. You are bound of Krishna in your heart. And he could not leave, he cannot leave your heart. That bondage is so tight. Though Krishna is all powerful, omnipotent, still he helps to break it. He becomes powerless, no power. Though omnipotent, though powerful, he cannot break it. That bondage is so tight. Bondage of love. You understand? So, such a devotee, such a Vaishnava, Thakur can give Krishna. Otherwise, how can we get Krishna? How can we get Krishna? Vaishnava Thakur? Ami Tumar Kuku. Krishna de Tumar, Krishna Ditepa, Tumar Sukutya. You have power that you can deliver me Krishna. I am just a kangal, just a beggar. I have nothing. I only want Krishna. Please give me Krishna. Ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna boli dhanke upasaka. Like a beggar runs after a wealthy person, give me some money, give me some money, give me some money. Similarly, one should follow such a Vaishnava. Just begging, please give me Krishna, please give me Krishna, please give me. And come now. You understand? I am beggar. Then out of mercy that Vaishnava Bhakta can give me Krishna. If Krishna belongs to him. You understand? Kari Pare Vikra. Sevaka Vastala Prabhu Chari Vedaga, Sevaka Rastani Krishna Prakasa Subhaya. You understand? And this prema, Adhuta Shakti, wonderful power, this prayer, pure love. And through that love, all dance. Krishna dances, love dances, devotee dances. You understand? Bhakta Premara Devasa, Devadipraka, Jada Dukho, Jada Sukho, Jada Gavika, Krishna Taha Samyakana Parajanite, Bhakta Avangikare Taha Swarite. What love the devotee has. Through that love, he can bind me, Krishna Thinga. What is that love? Krishna cannot understand it. What is that love? Krishna cannot understand it. You understand? Krishna is Vishwavigraha. How can you understand Asraya? Bhaktar jada dukkha, jada sukkha, jada gavikar. Bhakta primara de dosa. Sometimes that devotee you eat, sometimes laughs, sometimes rolls on the ground. Such bhav. Krishna cannot understand it. What is this? How is that love? How can he understand? Therefore a bigger devotee came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In order to understand that prayer. So that prayer is such wonderful, superb. And with that prayer bhakti, your love one can understand Krishna, one can find Krishna. No other way is that.
Or my own family members, or my own friends, my relatives, kith and kin, or countrymen, like that, and are serving Krishna. You understand? He can understand then. Kenava hojinu maya kore haya. Then he will lament for it. He feels himself very, very regret. You understand that? I have not done Krishna bhajan, I have not served Krishna. By the association of service, you can understand. It's a real identity. But it's a real identity. Who are you? I am Krishna Das. I am servant of Krishna. Sadam prasangam namavirja samnita bhavanti hudkarna rasayana katha tadjasanat asu apamarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Couple of days says in Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you understand? Sadam prasangam namavirja samnita bhavanti hudkarna rasayana katha tadjasanat asu apamarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. One should have the association of the sadhus. Sadam means sadhus, devotees. And listen to them. Then he can understand who is he, what is the real identity. Sadhus speak about Krishna, Krishna katha, very powerful. Virja sambhita, powerful speech. You understand? Krishna katha. Bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha. That Krishna katha is so sweet, so nectarian, pleasing to ear and heart. You understand? Pleasing to ear and heart. This nectar, and one should drink this nectar through ear. Karna pute api gonti. One should to drink this nectar through the ear, not through the mouth, no, through the ear, this nectar. Hrut karna rasayana katha. Then that will go to the heart, please the heart. Pleasing ear to the ear and pleasing to the heart. Hrut karna rasayana katha. Tadjasanat asu apabharga vatvani siddha vatir vatir ankamishu. Only not mere listening, passive listening, no. One should take it seriously. My Guru Maharaj repeatedly said, take it seriously. This is for serious students. You understand? This is for serious students. One should take it seriously, not superfluously. Listening with this ear and passing away with this ear. No, not allowing it to get into your heart, core of the heart. So, tadjasanat asu apamarga vartmani siddha ratir bhaktir ankamishati. Then you should cultivate this Krishna bhakti apamarga in your daily life, for sadhu says. Then gradually you'll achieve this developmental stages, superior stages of consciousness, as I say, the full liberation consciousness, gradually achieved. That is, purna vikajita chetana. When you develop pure bhakti, 100% Krishna consciousness, when you become, then you develop that state of consciousness, fully, completely blossoming comes, purna vikajita. And this chance, opportunity has been given in this very form of life, this human form of life. One should not miss it, one will think an eight person. He says, apabharga vartvani. Apabharga means this liberation, liberation from the material clutches, material existence. Then says apabharga. If someone will not do this thing, then he'll get the reverse. You understand? He'll get the reverse one. Cannot get the apabharga, he'll get pavarga. Do you know pavarga?
Material existence.
Huh?
Material existence.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada says pavarga in this grammatical, this Sanskrit grammar, there are five things. Pa, pa, bo, bho, mo. In pavarga you'll find these five things. Pa, pa, bo, bho, mo. Pa, parishram. Pa, phena. Bo, visada. Pa, bhaya. Mo, mrutti. These five things. Pa means parishram, means hard struggle. hard labor. Gardhavir mato ami kori parishkam, like an ass. All is striving, all is toiling so hard like an ass for their sense gratification, material enjoyment. You understand? This pa, parishkam. Then pa, pena. So pa is coming out from the list. Excessive labor. Pa. Pa, pa. Then ba, visada. Lamentation, frustration. As we are speaking in the morning, all are frustrated. This. So, so hard. You understand? So great effort they made. How to get nice enjoyment here, happiness here, but at last they are frustrated. Visada. Morosness, frustration, visada, for both. Then bhavaya, every state they are frightened. They are frightened, every state. Bhaya, what will happen? How can it go? What will happen to me? What will happen to my wife? What will happen to my family members? Like this. Oh, I am getting old. Oh, death is coming. So much fear in there. Fearful state. Bhaya. Then at last move to dread. That this is Pavarga. If you don't endure for Apavarga, then you must have this Pavarga, five things, and all are getting. You understand? That means you are abusing the opportunity, chance given to you in this human form of life, Dullava Manasundarma. You are not striving, you are not enduring the development of Krishna Bhakti. This Paramatma. Then you get the reverse, these five things. So he is a foolish person, an intelligent person, who instead of striving for this Paramatma and going the reverse side, the most foolish person, an intelligent person. He must be frustrated. And next life will be degraded life of the species. Cannot get the human form of life. Because he has abused the chance. So one who is intelligent, he should not miss the opportunity. So in this very form of life, he should try hard, I mean take care how to achieve this Paramartha for which this human form of life is intended. You understand? So, this human form of life is intended, considered as Dullabham Manusam Janamam, is well achieved.